This happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to you, but I'm wondering if it did happen to you, what would you do in that situation? 833-563-2539. So I went to a fast food place, or like a place that has a drive-thru, and what I ordered was a cheeseburger. Got a Diet Coke, because you know it's really good no matter what you eat, as long as you have a diet drink, it's okay. And I got a side salad. Now, I get my order, I pull away, I'm like, thank you, have a good day. And I didn't look inside the bag, because I got to be honest, there's some places, you know, they always mess up your order, so you always look at it. This place, they've never really messed up my order before, so I didn't even think about it. Well, I get home, I'm starving, because it's lunchtime, and instead, I got a chicken sandwich with a Sprite, which that's my own fault. I should have noticed the color of the drink was different, because one's light, one's dark. And I had a French fry. So keep in mind, the original order was a cheeseburger with a Diet Coke and a side salad. Instead, I got a chicken sandwich with a Sprite and a French fry. Now, since I was home already, I'm like, well, I'm going to eat the food. Mm-hmm. So I just opened that bad boy up, and it was okay. Not what I wanted, but it didn't taste too bad. Would you have done the same thing, or would you have went back to get your order? 833-563-2539. Now, obviously, if you're in line or you just pulled out of the parking lot, like, okay, you can, if you can, you'll turn around, you'll do it. I think 9 out of 10 people would easily go switch up their mixed up order.
Right.
But if you're home already, stuff's getting cold, do you really want to drive all the way back there? Then are they going to spit in your food because they're mad at you somehow for that? I mean, what would you do, Pork Chop?
I would definitely eat what was given to me. I wouldn't go back. I'm too, like, lazy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If they forgot something, I would say, like, half of the time I'd call and let them know. And then the other half of the time I'd just suck it up. Oh, well, you know, it looks like I lost $2 on something.
Would you call and let them notice in the attempt to hopefully get free food?
Yes. I have done that before.
Did it work?
Yeah. Yep. It worked twice. I did it once for a place. They forgot the fries. And then once they forgot the Cinnaballs. So I guess know who it was.
Don't mess with Pork Chop's balls. You better give them to him. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? If you got that mixed up order and you're already home, what are you going to do with that situation?
There's two things I want to say about this. One, I feel like anytime you go through a fast food place, there's high probability your order is going to mess up.
Yep.
I think that you just have to know that and be okay with that going into it. Now, the second thing, what psycho does not check their food right after they give it to you? The second it's in your lap,
I have anxiety.
The second they hand it to you.
I have anxiety. Then let me ask you, because you bring this up, and I'm not saying you're wrong, Liv. If you get your food order, do you stay in that spot? Because what if there, you know how there's like a long line, it takes forever?
Yeah.
Do you sit there and inspect everything in the bag? Because I feel like in the back of my head, people are like, hurry up, fatty, pull up, beep, beep. Because I'm always afraid, and I pull up a little bit, and then if I do find it, I'm so mad because you can't reverse it. The person already is up your butt.
So normally, I will check the second it gets into my lap. I will stay in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been honked at or yelled at all, because even if you pay with card, you have to get your wallet back out. You got to put your card back in, whatever. So, I mean, no one has ever honked at me. I check it right there in that seat. If it is like a massive, massive order. One time I took an entire Taco Bell order for my giant family, and there was a lot of food. That time I pulled up, and then I dug through and checked everything. And everything checked out, so luckily I didn't have to go back through the line, because that is a pain in the butt.
All right, let's go to Maria this morning, kicking things off at 833-563-2539. Maria, you heard my story. What would you have done?
So this has happened to me before. What I usually do is you just eat the order. And then I call up there and be like, hey, I just went to the drive-thru, you messed up my order. And then they usually will, like, take your name, and then you'll get, like, a free meal on top of that. And they'll just, like, next time you go through, they'll refund your whole order for free.
Wow. So do you take advantage of the system, or is this just an honest mistake?
No, I mean, like, they made the mistake and giving me the wrong food. So I'm calling them and saying, hey, I went through. I'm not going to drive back out there to get it. Because they'll be like, well, we'll either remake it for you, or we could, and then they usually say, or we'll just give you a credit.
Maria,
I'm like, all right, we'll just give me credit.
Maria, I think you just came up with a new slogan. What do you think of this one? We can patent it together. For now on, our little phrase to remember is this: eat it all, then call. Eat all the food, and then you're going to call them up and say, oh, hey, it's Maria. I had the wrong order. I need this to be refunded. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. I'm getting anxiety now, and I'm not even in the drive-thru, but like, I wish I had the courage to live to sit there and count everything out to do that. But then I feel like, too, the person in the drive-thru is looking at me like, hey, what you doing?
Don't let people press you.
That's my whole life. Have you just met me?